following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This is Chris Carter, and you're listening to The Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. This episode of Nerdy Show is actually, it's very special. It's been 7 years since Nerdy Show started. We don't actually know the first day it happened, but our first recording on record was February 11th. So with me here is a special cadre of familiar faces from old times here on Nerdy Show.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Hex.
And I'm Brian.
And it's February 11th.
And the day we're recording this is February 11th.
And we're somehow found some room in a comic shop to record this, just like the good old days.
Yay.
Yeah, you can tell by the bassy echo
of
the comic shop where we are. We're here together for a long-standing Microsoft request. It's been very difficult to get all you old-timers in one spot.
Hey.
Twomper. Double down on a microsode. That's where we talk about what you want us to talk about for 15 minutes. He doubled down 30 minutes. He wants Nerdy Show Season 1 retcon.
I mean, what's their retcon like? We had so many awesome adventures that I wouldn't want to change ever.
No, when you retcon something, you generally write something out that didn't work, and you pretend like that never ever happened, you know?
That's
like
good to
with
hear.
With, like, DC That's Comics retcons hear. And stuff.
That's good
like
to hear.
Like when I made a deal with the devil and now I'm not married.
Wait, yeah.
That's a satanic annulment.
That's a
satanic annulment.
I mean, to my knowledge, you've never been married, so...
Well, yeah, because that's the retcon, so it's always been that way.
Yeah.
So you did that. You remember, but I don't.
Right. That's the rule of time travel and also devil deals.
Right.
He what dealt it doth remember it.
And it's sulfuric stench. Okay, I get that. Well, I suppose there's some things we can't erase. Like the fact that we started as a radio show at Winter Park's Rollins Radio, WPRK. Allegedly the best
the
in basement radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best.
One of the few basements in this part of town. So, I guess easy to make that claim.
It was literally in a basement.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know of any other basements in Winter Park. But, I mean, it's not like I'm going around snooping every night. Shut up.
Florida is not really basement country.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing under it.
And gators.
There's gators, yeah. There's the gator maze that is built upon, the ancient Aztec gator maze.
Yeah.
That is amazing right there.
Get it? Get it? maze?
It's like it's just like nothing ever happened. It's like old times.
It's terrible.
I didn't want to acknowledge it.
It's like a Tony joke.
It's like putting on an old sock that you really didn't want to. Because
it can't be a Tony joke because it didn't sound like it came out of a 1930s radio announcer.
Well, I suppose a part of the retcon is that Brian is here.
Yeah.
Brian was a component of our first season. Brian was a founder of what became the true Nerdy Show.
So I guess in this new alternate universe, Brian was always there. Brian was there with us at WPRK.
Yeah.
I'm the Hulk of the Avengers of the Nerdy Show.
Actually, the Golden Age Nerdy Show, WPRK, Brian was there as a guest.
He was, twice.
Yeah. Like, I remember him there, because after it was over, we just stood there in the parking lot, you know, by his car.
Making out.
And, you know, there was the stars and everything, and we just talked about comic books and our lives, and I really, really thought
Aaron
I got
is gazing
to know him,
up into the stars. He looks over to Brian. What are you thinking about? Robot stuff.
It was a magical night.
You said you didn't remember anything.
Well, I remember that, obviously. I remember that.
Well, the other weird part is that, Aaron, you predated Nerdy Show
right.
by starting Nerdy Show.
.com.
By being on a thing that wasn't exactly Nerdy Show. And
right,
then, of course,
it was originally talking in nerdy fashion in my direction.
Right.
Right.
which was the full, complete title of the show.
And I thought, man, that's a horrible title because that's a Hot Topic t-shirt right there.
It's a real...
Everyone has that shirt that talks in a nerdy fashion in my direction.
Yeah, we may as well have called the show I Do What the Voices in My Head Tell Me to Do.
I mean, they were on after us, so it'd be... it would have just gotten confusing.
Welcome to I Do What the Voices in My Head Tell Me to Do, the best in goth basement radio.
We got kicked off of Rollins. What happened there? Like what we started a fire.
Okay,
we also got to mention that we're not the whole core cast. There's, of course, there's a ghost seat right here. There's an empty seat for the dearly beloved, dearly departed Triforce Mike Pandell.
Yes,
who was a major, major core component of getting this thing off the ground. In fact, I believe that he was the one who seduced Brian into our ranks.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are great. Asterisks and quotation marks included. But I probably never would have done more than just guest stuff had it not been for the magic of Mike.
That's true. He told me that once, and I was like, wow, that's, kind of an insult, but...
But I'll take it.
But as is the case with everything that Brian says.
Yeah. Right. So it's not mean.
So creative differences, is that what got us out of
it? Mike got drunk, he kicked over the computer, that set on fire. If you want to call that creative differences, I
can't tell if this is real or not, because that sounds like every story of Mike.
Well, we're just four guys in a band. And we've got a classic, Pete Best situation here with Aaron Gearfab, who said, we've got a better drum than Brian Clevenger Gearfab. Mike was on the floor in a big Liverpudlian pool. Sorry, I'll just stop that now.
Thank you.
I think it might even be offensive.
I'm pretty sure we've just offended our British listenership, which is larger than we might.
Or they're like, yeah, it's totally what it sounds like in the North. Fuck those guys.
Well, like I knew Mike was a personality, because Mike had that charisma and Mike had the authenticity for nerdy stuff.
And it went beyond that, because when there's charismatic individuals, there's sometimes this appeal of where they kind of like be standoffish or kind of one up you. But Mike was never about it. It was always about having a good time and then making sure everyone else also had a good time.
But Mike wanted to bring Cap along. Like he only agreed to do it if Cap did it with him, because Mike had that weird little insecurity stuff, like he was outgoing, but he was like, I don't know if I can do
this. This is a brand new territory. I don't know if I'm comfortable yet. Let's bring other people that.
And then you came on for the music and that was it. So I just stepped away because that was perfect. And then Brian stumbled upon.
It's disturbingly accurate, Aaron.
Yeah. It's just all coming back to me now. I knew Mike would do well with that. And he brought you along. I was like, whatever. Guy's weird. Didn't you used to obsess over cats? You tried to make yourself look like a cat. You had
That was an active journey for me.
You were just you always talked about cats and stuff. It was just cats.
I mean, you might be mistaking Cap with the internet.
No, when I first knew of you, I just knew like the old cat lady. You were the cat dude or something, and I was like, I didn't really know you that well. I knew Mike, and I knew you were his friend, and I knew you liked cats, and I was like, all right, cool.
Let's keep in mind that Aaron can only hold one piece of information per human.
What's your piece of information for Hex, Aaron?
Oh, God.
I mean,
go ahead, do it. Be brutal.
Fallen out.
It just is a blur of suspenders and just weird.
What? It's a rubber band ball of suspenders.
I mean, he's not wrong. That's pretty much accurate for if you had to make a caricature of me. That's what it is. I'd gladly frame that on my wall. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah, my earliest memory of Hex was solidified is probably that Nerdapalooza. I don't know if it was 2007 or
2008 was the first
2008
one.
At Taste.
Yeah, which is no longer around.
That was fun. So, I knew he knew music and all that stuff, but whatever,
Well, yeah, the first time he rolled in, I didn't even know. I don't think I had any idea that there was another person coming on the show.
Yeah, I had no idea who you were either. I was just told to be here at a time. And I'm like, okay.
This guy comes in. I think you were dressed in a suit, which is really weird for you.
I think so. I think I was... Oh, yeah, because I was just coming back from...
Because you'd been to SeaWorld courtesy of McDonald's.
Yeah.
What?
Wait. Nothing in that sentence explained the suit.
You know what? Yeah, I'm not going to explain it. It's so much better. If
well, obviously, I was in a suit because I went to SeaWorld because of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Were you applying for a job at SeaWorld or McDonald's?
Yes.
Or was he employed at SeaWorld via a McDonald's sponsorship?
Mm.
He was on a date with an aquatic mammal. And, you know.
Look, they're intelligent. They can consent.
It didn't work out, so we had time for the show.
Yeah. Like, it was like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. We got to cut this short. I got a radio show I got to be on. I'm a big celebrity. I got the best basement radio to go represent on, okay?
And the whale was like, radio? Why not a podcast?
All right.
Is that better?
No. Can we fire a cap? I mean, I liked it, but no.
When we weren't fighting off the alligators that would periodically crawl through the gaping hole in that really, really, really unkept basement studio, it was an all right time. We interviewed Freeze Pop.
Yep.
We interviewed Mark with a C.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed the Proto Men.
Good to hear.
And we actually, if you're curious, we do have a couple recordings from that time period online. There's a couple that have been recovered, let's say, and made appropriate for modern listening audiences.
What?
Nothing can make that appropriate for any audience.
Well, there's a really great clip of Mike talking about how Blanka from Street Fighter 2 was his role model growing up. That's
that makes that wow.
Yeah
that's, I want to hear that.
That puts a lot together.
We'll link to where you can listen to that on this episode's page. It's our earliest known recording from.
It's like a laser beam straight into the darkest depth of his psyche. It makes so
he
much sense.
He kind of moved around like Blanka, didn't he? Sort of lunging.
Biting.
Popping strangely. Yeah, a lot of the biting.
That was a core component of recollecting his true dad, Blanka. Season one, there's a reason that we don't have all those episodes up, and that's because of all the challenges that we faced recording them. Yeah. They need a lot of work.
Right. I mean, there was a whole lot of fighting we had with the Lawnmower Man.
Yeah.
With...
I'm starting to remember that Lawnmower Man stuff.
With he just wanted to get into our computer and do nasty things to it. So every time we were recording, he just went in.
Yeah.
And put his electronic dick in places it shouldn't be.
Man. The internet was very different back then.
It was. I mean, it was. I know 7 years sounds like, oh, that's not that long. But I mean, in internet years?
Yeah. Man, that's like seven.
8 years.
Yeah. Was that like MySpace or something?
Yeah, that was the year. That was unironic MySpace years.
Brian, what was your first impressions coming in here? We've gotten how Mike seduced you into it. But what was the rest of the Brian Clevenger experience, which I'm not sure we've ever really, I don't really know it. Quite frankly,
I don't know, because after the roofie, there's a lot of fogginess, some headache.
That happens with Hypnol.
Now, who do you think roofied you?
Oh, it had to be Mike.
Okay, yeah, that's great. It was definitely Mike,
and not your buddy Cap.
There's no one who could either confirm or deny anything about that statement.
Moving on.
Seems legit. I just don't understand why it was Mike and not that the show was sponsored by the legendary A Comic Shop that got you on board. Like, A Comic Shop sponsored Nerdy Show at the beginning.
Now, Aaron, you're really downplaying how well you knew me by that time. You didn't know me super
I'm saying, like, when I first asked Mike to do the show, I didn't know you that well. Like, I remember one time I went to your house to pick up Mike. And, like, you answered the door and you were, like, naked.
I believe that.
And you're sure that wasn't Mike that answered the door
no.
naked?
No. Like,
yes, we've all seen that.
Like, you didn't open the door all the way. You just opened the door slightly. And I just kind of saw, like, excited. I was like, oh, there's no pant line there. And then you shut the door and then Mike came out. I was like, oh, what's with that?
I also can neither confirm nor deny this because I don't remember that at all.
I remember
all.
Asking Mike about it. And he's like, yeah, Cap's like, you know, he doesn't care about nudity and stuff sometimes.
Well, that's true.
And I was like, okay, cool.
Where do you think Mike picked it up from?
Mike was weird about that. Like, he never wore underwear. And I remember I asked him one time, I was like, why don't you ever wear underwear? And he said, they feel like diapers. I'm like, how do you remember what diapers feel like? Like, I don't remember what that feels like.
Well, do you still wear underwear?
Yeah, I wear underwear.
Okay, well, stop wearing underwear.
You don't wear underwear?
No. Where do you think Mike got that from?
Well,
this is getting weird.
Do you wear... All right, who wears underwear here?
A show of hands for the radio
a show
audience?
Of donks. Like, no, like you could say, like, I wear. Hi, I'm Hex and I wear underwear.
I am a proud underwear wearer.
I support the. Yes, correct.
I mean, it sucks when I don't have any clean underwear and I have to wear like the same pair twice, but other than that.
But I do not judge people for not wearing underwear.
I can understand making a big deal out of it because if it's Mike, then that's like less time you have. Like, if there was underwear, there'd be more of a warning period. For what is about to happen. You know, you would have a chance to stop it.
No, Mike, pants up. No, Mike, it's too late. There's his wiener.
Yeah. Let's talk about the show. The show before the show.
The show. So talk in a nerdy fashion.
In my general direction.
Yeah.
You did pretty well on that predating Nerdy Show program, Aaron. You actually became, as a result of the radio presence you got from that show, you were number two nerdy big shot in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Who is above you? Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
It's not number two nerdy big shot. It was
right,
just
sorry,
number
big
two
shit.
Big,
big
shot.
Big, big shit.
Right. Big,
yeah. He was the big shit. He was number two.
Number two. I went on as a guest, and I just kind of killed it, you know, because it was like... Weekend at Bernie's there, you know, like it just that was also a point where like my divorce was pretty fresh and I still needed validation, like I really wanted validation from others, you know.
Uh-huh. And the validation of my cats wasn't good enough for you.
No, but the reason I brought that up was something that was really cool. My friend Rick, who runs a Famous Faces comic book store in Melbourne, he would play the show live in his store on that night.
That's cool.
It just so happened that my ex-wife shopped at his store, and at one point, like, she was in there while I was talking, and maybe she thought it was real radio and not basement radio, but she got like, super jealous, and, like, I was actually riffing, talking some shit about her, which I'm not, like, proud of. I mean, I've moved past that now, but I was, you know, talking shit about her, and then, and she put the stuff down the register, and she's like, I'm not buying this. You have that guy on there, and she left. And then he called me and laughing, told me that blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, this is great. Like, not often in life does someone have, like, this, like, ultimate win, you know? Like, you thought I was trash, and you left me, you know, on the side of the road.
And now I'm on basement radio.
Now I'm on the radio that's played in a comic book store.
Vengeance is mine.
It's true. You know, success is the best revenge. I can validate that. So that was the high point. And once I reached that point, I was like, you know what? I don't have to do this radio stuff anymore. I finally achieved exactly what I wanted to get out of it. And now I'm done.
Now to find some schmoes to replace me.
Hex, what's your favorite memory of early Nerdy Show? I know that's a terrible put you on the spot kind of
No,
question.
Honestly, it had to be the Freeze Pop interview. That was a blast, being able to coordinate that and kind of being taken seriously somewhat and getting a early copy of their CD. That was really, really fun.
I know we were all really surprised that it happened.
Yeah.
I guess you were probably just as surprised as anybody else.
Oh my gosh, yes. Now, in retrospect, it makes sense why they were like, yes, please, we'll be interviewed. You have an actual radio station? We'll take you seriously. You say the very best of basement radio? Wow. That's an accolade you can't make up.
What? You can make that up.
No, that's the gag.
That, as you may recall, back in the day, our quote joke unquote of doing a episode that was all tabletop role playing was actually a season one idea.
Yes.
And there's, you know, an alternate universe where we actually attempted to do what would become Dungeons and Doritos on the radio. How weird is that? Because I don't think it would have worked.
I think it would have been horrible.
Yeah, I think it would
try
have been...
to do that live.
No,
because there's so much like roll, silence, math in my head. I missed.
And the phone ringing. Remember the phone would ring, and like half the time they weren't even calling about the show.
Oh yeah,
WPRK. How can I help you? I'm.
I want a pizza.
I want. Well, I think you have the wrong number, sir. We don't have
pizza.
Hey, you a college, right? You got pizza.
You want to consolidate your student loans?
Brian, what do you remember about the first night we had you in there? I think it was to talk about robots because of Robo?
Robots sound right, yeah.
Or was it Mega Man? Or was that, am I naming two separate episodes?
I think Mega Man was involved because he's also canonically speaking a robot.
Yeah, he's a robot.
Despite the name.
We had you on for our interview with the Proto Men, right?
Yeah, I think that was also related. Like it was Mega Man and Proto Men, and this guy writes a comic book with a robot.
I haven't listened to it in years. One of the few things we have from season one on the website is our interview with the Proto Men, which I believe was an interesting merger for the two of you because you had been responsible for breaking their website by redirecting all the fans of 8-Bit Theater to protomen.com.
Yeah, they very graciously tend to credit me, at least in my presence, with them sort of waking up and realizing, oh, we're really good at what we do and people want to see more of it, and sort of kicking their own ass in the gear and, you know, doing more stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'll take it.
When's that Act 3 coming out?
When's that Act 3 coming out?
I'll link to them again and guilt them into it.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be 2018? 19?
What?
2030?
20X.
20XX.
Yes. In the year 2000X.
When we left the radio station to become a podcast, it was a really weird time because I'd pretty much graduated college at that moment. I had an overseas class to take. And
oh
then,
my gosh, I just had this flashback of you with really long hair. I totally forgot that existed back then.
He donated it to cats.
Weren't you trying to be like a cat or something? That's what you sound like. Wait, hold on,
Cap, that you said that? I thought that was Aaron.
That was spooky.
It totally sounded like that was Aaron.
Wait, Cap, who said that?
I was promised Dale Doritos.
I'm Aaron.
There's two of them.
I love ketchup Doritos.
So you donated your hair to cats, and then what?
Yeah. I'm not sure a lot
the
of people know this.
The poor Sphinx cats that can't grow their own hair.
Aaron's seeing if this bag of ketchup Doritos from Canada is still fresh.
They like ketchup in Canada?
Oh, they do. In fact, Doritos for Valentine's Day in Canada released ketchup Dorito roses.
What? Oh, I saw those.
That's gross.
Extreme limited quantity, actually like really beautiful shape they made, and I want one, but they were sold out immediately and only available in select regions of the major cities of Canada.
Lame.
Yeah. So there's your Doritos news bite for the month. Anyway, how are they? Are they
They're a little bit stale, but not too stale.
Well,
I'm not a fan of ketchup, otherwise I would indulge as well.
But leaving was weird. I had, backing up to another cat thing entirely, I did have 20 inches of hair back then.
What?
Which was donated. And then we took, at the very end of Nerdy Show Season 1, we took professional publicity photos for ourselves.
Yep.
And then I proceeded to change my look entirely, so they were useless almost immediately.
Yep. Right. Mine were good. Mine are still good.
Yeah.
They're very nice, but I kind of screwed up there.
Mine are at an angle, so you can't see I've gotten a little chubbier.
I didn't get any, and I paid for them. That pissed me off.
Not that he's bitter.
And it wasn't your guy's fault. It was my ex-business partner's fault. Like, he screwed me out of that on purpose.
Why don't you say something about your ex-business partner so maybe he'll hear it from a distance as well, and you'll get further gratified.
He's at a comic shop, and he hears this podcast like, Aaron.
I'm so happy not to be with him. I'd rather be back with my ex-wife than be with him. Because, I mean, she cost a lot of money, but he cost more. Like, you know your business partner is bad is like once he's gone, you can have less revenue and make more profit.
So it was a funny time when we transitioned over. We weren't sure it was going to work. In fact, the first episode of Nerdy Show Season 2, the first podcast episode of Nerdy Show, I wasn't even on it.
Nope, it was just Mike and me talking about ectogism.
It was hugely improved.
ectogism was like our sixth episode.
Really? No, what was the first one? The first one was...
I think they're all slightly that.
Was the first one talking about Blackest Night then?
Probably a little. That was when that was happening.
Yeah.
DC's Blackest Night, went back when DC still had a reason to live.
I hear they're doing another reboot.
That's wildly exaggerated.
It's rumored.
Whatever. I stopped reading. I don't care anymore.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, man.
If it's Tuesday, it's time for a reboot. If they got it on a calendar.
Yeah.
Well, what's the sales right now, Aaron? Marvel's double?
Marvel was literally double the sales of DC.
I believe it.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But hey, that's a conversation for another time. And Twomper, thank you so much for taking us on this trip down memory lane.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
You know, we should do one of these where everything we say is not a lie.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that, though. I don't really like you guys.
You mean like...
Let's not do that, actually.
Like a deposition?
Yeah. Sir, could you please spell your name for the record? F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Interesting. I mean, what is that, Scandinavian?
It can't be over before I say, I named Nerdy Show, I bought the .com,
yep,
and I gave it to Cap out of the kindness of my heart.
He did.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you very much.
It's my only act of kindness I ever had.
I'm contractually obligated to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's true. His consideration was consideration.
The contract read, consideration, see above.
Legal humor.
But
oh my God.
After all this time, after 7 years, we're still a grassroots organization, still fighting our way up the ladder of notoriety.
Of the internet.
Yeah, tooth and nail. Whereas most other organizations at our size probably launched with celebrities and so on. We have Brian Clevenger.
He's a celebrity.
who and Brian?
That's pretty bad.
No, Brian. It's actually
I'm working against you guys.
We do a massive debt of gratitude to you, Brian, because people who we've still never heard from before, until all of a sudden they come out of the woodwork and they're like, "Guys, I've been listening to you for 7 years, ever since you started, ever since Brian posted about it on Nuclear Power."
Madness.
It is madness. You were the jumpstart that pushed us ahead to the point that we thought, "Oh, we should actually keep doing this."
That's what I do. I do favors for the little people.
Eisner nominated.
Never gonna win.
We are entirely fan-supported, and it's because of you, our wonderful fans, that we have kept alive so long. If you're a new person, welcome. We got lots of other programming. Check out Nerdy Show's Greatest Hits. It's in the podcast list on the main page. It's extensive, and there's a lot of really, really cool, wild adventures that we've been on, like the time that we crossed paths with werewolves, extraterrestrials, Weird Al Yankovic, you know, all kinds of strange legendary creatures
with legendary loot drops.
yeah man,
that just... wounding accordion, I'm still I appreciate that,
but we rely on you guys. So if you can support the show, head to nerdyshow.com/support. We got Patreon. You can subscribe to us. We'll give you all kinds of cool stuff, like outtakes and so on. Or you can shop on Amazon. Anything you buy through our Amazon links and add to your cart and then check out, all that gives a small percentage back to Nerdy Show at no extra cost to you. But the biggest way that you can help is to make sure that more people know about Nerdy Show. And that means, like, tell a friend, tell some family members, or you can rate and review us on iTunes. This is something we've only recently really discovered the extreme importance of, this because podcasting is kind of only starting to not be the inexplicable, undocumented Wild West that it was when we started this thing by accident.
You heard it here first, folks. We started podcasts.
Yes.
Trademark.
yeah, it was us. We did it.
It was the original name in nerdcasting or something? Or
That is the slogan that we came up with, yeah. Nerdcasting is a word we invented, and therefore we can say that, yes.
Trademark.
But rating and reviewing us on iTunes, huge help. Huge, huge, huge help. You can just go on, you can throw up a star rating, and that's great. We have a feed for the entire network, a feed for just this show, and a feed for every other show on the network. But also, if you can review us, that's even better. And we said recently that we'll be watching those, and we will share reviews on the air. And it just so happens that since last week's episode, we got quite the review, which is extremely appropriate to this particular recording. This is from Hatching Phoenix.
Oh.
In a review entitled, yeah, you remember that name?
Yeah.
A review entitled Everything Geeky for Everybody.
Aw.
And it is a novel, but it's interesting because it's the story that we've just told you from a completely different perspective. Nerdy Show is a podcast that spawned a network. Originally a college radio show ran for and by Central Florida geeks, The show has expanded to a network of podcasts, videos, streaming music, and articles that strive to cover every bit of fandom and nerd culture. The Central Podcast has changed formats a few times over the course of its run, but currently consists of a podcast feed with a titular main show every 2 weeks and a variety of additional programming. These other podcasts include Flame On, a podcast about gay nerd culture, Wicked Anime, an anime fan show, Dungeons and Doritos, a popular role-playing audio drama, and even a book club. One of Nerdy Show's strengths is that it is inherently positive about nerd culture. The podcast casts a wide net and has a little bit of everything, but still seems to find the good. Geek culture is about having an unabashed love for something, and that love shines through, whether the topic is Star Wars, tech news, or voice actors of the 80s. As the motto says, if it's geeky, they've got you covered. Their fan community and outreach is also well-maintained. Through their own forums, social media, and even now Patreon, Cap and his crew have an amazing outreach, and their fans keep them afloat. Nerdy Show is as much a community as it is a podcast, and even has their own unofficial headquarters in Orlando, Florida's nerd-themed hangout, The Geekeasy. Nerdy Show is a team of geeks creating their own network of geek entertainment and delivering a high-quality set of shows. No matter what your nerddom, there's always something there for you, so go check them out at nerdyshow.com.
I like that guy.
Yeah, right?
Like, if he comes to the Geekeasy, I'll give him a free beer.
Hear that?
Like, seriously.
Especially if he's underage.
Yeah, I don't even give a shit. Like, I'll go to jail for this guy. Like, he gets it. Like, this guy gets it, you know? Like, people think that nerdy stuff is, like, complaining about shit you don't like.
I mean, like, that is a facet of nerddom, and it's one that we do
I disown
not
like. I disown it.
I mean, it's undeniable, and it's pervasive, but I'm also on your side of combating it.
There's only so many hours in the day, you know, like, I have my hours that I enjoy the stuff I enjoy, and then the hours that I talk about the stuff I enjoy. I don't want to hate.
Like, there are things I do not look forward to, and I will not spend time talking about Batman versus Superman.
And sometimes we rant, but we only rant because we love. Because in the case of Batman versus Superman.
You know, since I'm here, I'm going to do this right now. You know what I'm surprisingly excited about?
What's that?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
That really is surprising. Cool.
I was like, I don't want this. And then I saw the turtle van actually shooting motherfucking manhole covers. I saw Bebop styling his fucking mohawk.
And Krang
in his human suit that does not pass as a human. And I'm like, I need to see this because they are trying to suck the 7-year-old my dick in my mind.
Whoa,
like,
whoa.
Well, that's what Michael Bay does.
You're saying Michael Bay is a pedophile? Like, I mean, essentially, it's a metaphor, but
psychologically speaking, like, yes, he's a pedophile.
He's a metaphorical pedophile.
Metaphorical,
what you're saying. Okay.
A metaphile.
I guess that's what people are saying when they say someone raped their childhood, but you're saying he consensually.
I'm saying it's consensual. Like, I'm excited.
Whoa. He consensually had sex with my childhood.
Whoa.
No, I've never heard that before. I think Hex coined that right now via me putting the words in his mouth.
But then he went to jail.
Only metaphorically.
Man, okay, so I am not 100% surprised to hear that. And here's why. That first movie, I only watched a part of it. I could not bear to finish the damn thing.
Yeah, no, it's miserable.
It's condescending. It's awful. I knew it was going to be bad, but it challenged the ways I thought it was going to be bad. It was a level of bad that I really could not have anticipated.
Right.
That reminds me a bit of, you know what makes sense is Batman or Superman killing people. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of Batman being a killer and Superman being a killer. Like, that's just, no.
It's what America wants, Hex.
No,
it's
that's
darker,
what
grittier.
Zack Snyder wants.
So post 9/11 America. You got to live in it.
9/11 changed everything.
Especially DC.
A case could be made.
I didn't want to look forward to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Right.
I didn't ask for this.
It's a well-cut trailer, and goddamn, they brought all of Playmates' action figure commercials to life.
Seriously.
In that trailer.
I look forward to not seeing it in a theater, but still obtaining it in a legal fashion.
Isn't they not directing this one?
He hasn't directed any of them. He's only executive producer. A common misconception. In fact, Doug actually did a piece. It was his second hard truth after the hard truth that Jar Jar is a better character than Chewbacca, which was who's the best director choice for the Ninja Turtles film. And his hard truth was the actual best choice was Michael Bay. And I'll link to that as well. But yeah, Hatching Phoenix, again, thank you so much. What a fantastic review. And other folks, don't be intimidated by Hatching Phoenix's incredible prowess for writing a ludicrously good review.
Wordsmithery.
It is entirely possible for you to say, these guys are rad, here's my favorite episode. Or just, these guys
are
rad. We'd
appreciate they don't suck. Like, or that, honestly.
Or an emoji of, let's say...
Just a thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up, chicken, pigeon, chicken and egg, chick outside of an egg, alligator. You know, whatever emojis float your boat.
I like the poop, the smiling poop.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
That might give the impression that our show is...
And then just put JK.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
All applicable. Because
that's
honestly,
playful.
I don't know if iTunes supports emojis or not, but they
fascist assholes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you to Twomper for requesting this episode. And, geez, Hex, what's going to take us out?
Well, we have a classic of nerdcore hip-hop. It's none other than MC Lars with This Gigantic Robot Kills.
And this track is, in fact, one of the earliest on-record tracks that we played on Nerdy Show.
Boom. And for Lent, I'm giving it up to MC Lars.
Thanks, Hex. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Aaron.
Bye, I'm Hex.
Bye, I'm Brian.
Enjoy.
Billy built a robot in his parents' garage because he had a list of problems that he needed to solve. He said, I'm sick of the hills, Laguna Beach is faking whack. Let's party like it's 96 and bring the horn section back. Back before Gwen Stefani started rapping with Pharrell. Gas cost 115 and Goldfinger could sell. When reality TV wasn't scripted or contrived, the brass was fat and bumping and the beats were all played live. See, Billy was obsessed with third wave ska. The Mighty Boston's real big fish. Listen, Jake, he's seen them all. He longed for a time when even Bill Clinton played the sax on the White House lawn and kids wore shades and checkered slacks. So Billy's just back in the class and laughs with a notebook on his lap and he plans his task to make a giant robot. How's that? And bring the real Orange County back. Opened up its eyes, weighing 700 pounds and standing 8'5". With his black coat, white shoes, black hat, set to attack. The robot headed to the hills to give those spoiled kids a smack. Chris Cavallari got knocked flat as Billy bumped the Aquabats. He ripped out Misha Barton's spines. He cranked Say Ferris and Sublime. He burned down Heidi Montag's home and he blast the OC Supertones. He screamed while smashing Elsie's head. Scott is not dead. This gigantic robot kills. He's gonna come down the block. He's gonna fire at will. You do the Macarena as you rock your Tamagotchi with your Newton down at Woodstock playing Sega La-Di-Da-Di. He brought the 90s back and then he free to bed. If you can't find this jam on Napster, then the warehouse sells cassettes.
Gigantic,
he was
gigantic,
this robot,
gigantic,
so very
gigantic,
Sky Robot.
This gigantic robot kills. He's gonna come down the block, he's gonna fire at will.
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to Nerdy Show via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we got it covered.